20 years since Nagano, the Czech hockey team has again edged the United States in the men's quarterfinal at the Winter Olympics. At these games, it was a close affair, with the match coming down to a penalty shootout. Jan Wellinger has the details.
The Czech Republic has arguably surpassed expectations at the Winter Olympics at Pyeongchang, with a surprise win in the women's Super G and other disciplines. But for many Czechs, the heart of the Winter Games remains hockey, and it was with excitement and also some nervousness that fans awaited the quarterfinal matchup between the Czech Republic and the U.S. In the end, it was the Czech squad that prevailed. In the game, the U.S. team drew first blood on a power play goal by Ryan Donato, but the Czechs fought back in the first period and got on the scoreboard on a slap shot from Jan Kolář. The Czechs then took the lead in the second period on a shot by defenseman Tomáš Kundrátek. The second period was easily the Czech team's best. They continued to outshoot their opponents, and the period saw a 10-minute stretch when the United States were denied a single shot, on Pavel Francouz's net. The goalie, who wears the number 33, would be the difference in the game, although the U.S. tied it in the third. The hockey gods, as Czech announcers often like to say, were with the Czech team at two crucial moments. In the dying minutes of the third period, the U.S. team, for example, came centimeters away from getting the go-ahead goal. With roughly 2 minutes to go, O'Neill rang a shot off the post. Then, in the 10-minute overtime period, well, there was no sudden-death goal, meaning the match went to a penalty shootout, but it came very close. Near the end of the overtime period, a shot by Bobby Sanguinetti slipped behind goalie Francouz with some 40 seconds left, but the puck dropped flat in the crease, giving the goalie time to find it and then smother it. Any momentum would have seen it go in. In an interview afterwards, the goalie admitted this was arguably the tensest moment of the game for him. It was in the penalty shootout that Pavel Francouz, though, shined the most. At the Nagano Olympics 20 years ago, many will remember the semifinal against Canada, where the Czechs scored only once, and star goaltender Dominik Hašek allowed 0 goals for the win. That scenario was repeated here. U.S. goalie Ryan Sapolsky stopped 4 shots, allowing only 1 goal by Petr Koukal, who slipped the puck between the pads. But Francouz blanked all 5 shooters. That means the Czechs go ahead. The U.S. has now failed to medal in 8 of the 10 Olympic men's hockey tournaments since the famous miracle on ice back in 1980. The Czechs are in the semifinal for the first time since Turin in 2006. However, they will have a very tough test ahead. They face the Olympic athletes from Russia, among the heavy favorites to win the entire tournament. The Russians, in their quarterfinal, declassed Norway by a score of 6-1.